From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a tragic day for U.S. military personnel in Afghanistan. Six American service members were killed Monday by a suicide bomber riding a motorbike near Bagram Air Base, an attack claimed by the Taliban. It's the highest death toll among U.S. personnel this year. Christopher Stenton is a South Asia analyst with the Asia-Pacific Center for Security Studies.
Bagram, of course, is in Kandahar, which is the heartland of the Taliban. So in that respect, I suppose, it's not surprising. U.S. deaths are down considerably from the peak of 2010 when there were 499. This year, to date, as far as I can work out, there were about 20.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter called the bombing a painful reminder of the dangers U.S. troops face in Afghanistan daily. Monday's attack comes amid growing concerns about the security situation nationwide. In southern Helmand Province, the Sangin district has been scene of fierce fighting between the Taliban and Afghan security forces. At the UN Monday, Special Afghan Representative Nicholas Haysom warned the Kabul government will need to prove itself of further international support in the new year. He said the government of President Ashraf Ghani needs to find a political route to peace. South Sudanese rebel representatives have arrived in the capital, Juba, as part of a peace agreement with the government aimed at ending over 2 years of conflict that has left thousands dead and millions displaced. The team is supposed to begin the formation of a transitional government of national unity as part of the August peace agreement. A rebel spokesman said he hopes the new government can be formed within the next month. A key provision of the security agreement is deployment of 5,000 troops in the capital to guard military barracks, bases and warehouses, and thousands more to make up a joint integrated police force to patrol the capital. This is VOA News.